Disney was an anti-Semitic rich piece of
a place where children are given a voice. Will you shut up?
You're as bigoted a person as I've ever encountered.
Walt found pleasure in bringing his employees to tears just so he could break them.
He didn't like and he said, what's that neat going around here? He said, well, he's pretty dark. Get rid of him.
New character, skinless Jim.
Jim shit, children, skin.
Let's get into it.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to the Let's Get Into a Podcast. A lot of people associate Disney with happiness and joy, but there is a darkness to Disney, and it starts at the top with Walt Disney. There's also a bunch of employees and conspiracies, like why are so many employees working at Disney arrested for messing around with minors? It's definitely not a good look. This is going to be a two-part podcast because in today's episode, we're going to talk about Walt Disney, who he is, and why his employees are so problematic. There's going to be some conspiracies to go along with those as well. Then in part two, we're going to talk about the dirty jokes in his movies, the movies we grew up with, and this story about dead bodies being buried on Disney's Golden Oaks Ranch. There's a lot to unpack here, so let's go ahead and get into it. Now, Mr. Walt Disney is a real person, and he had a dark side to him.
He was born in 1901 in Chicago, but he spent most of his life in Kansas City, Missouri. It's known that Walt Disney had a difficult upbringing with a strict and potentially father.
Now this part is giving me some Gypsy Rose Blanchard energy because his birth certificate actually was pretty suspicious because it listed him to being 10 years older than he thought he was. I guess it's kind of the opposite of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, but same kind of energy. This caused Walt Disney to have tension with his parents. He kind of felt like he didn't belong. Something was wrong there, and actually one of his movies, Peter Pan, was inspired by that. We've learned a little bit more about Walt Disney since his passing and his brother sharing horrific stories about their father, like, beating at them. And then one day, actually, Walt Disney stood up to his father broke down and said he would never do it again. So that's a lot for these boys to go through.
Often being taken to the woodshed and abused by his father. Walt's brother Roy would often boast about how he encouraged Walt to stand up to their father and refuse to take a beating. In Walt's doing so, Roy claims their father broke down and cried, vowing to never beat them again. Disney shows many signs of being an child that never received treatment or therapy.
Now, Walt started off his career as an animator, which makes sense, and he ended up marrying a woman that he thought he loved. But there are reports that once his wife became pregnant, 8 years into their marriage, he had a full breakdown. According to reports, Walt Disney developed a drinking habit and smoked 60 cigarettes a day. I feel like he probably sounded like Big Ange by the time that he passed away, which... rest in peace to Big Ange, we love her, and I miss her raspy voice. But Walt had more than just addiction issues. He suffered from nervous breakdowns and compulsively washed his hands every hour. So he definitely had some OCD tendencies, which I feel like we can all kind of relate to. Like, I'm very OCD about cleaning. I have to have everything clean. Sometimes it is a problem, but you know what? I mean, it's a good problem to have. Washing his hands, though, probably to the point when they're raw, not a vibe. I couldn't do it. Now, Walt established his own animation company. He had a team below him, but in 1941, there were some problems. His workers were not happy with their wages, and they actually went on strike against him. Now, Walt Disney did not give in to his team very easily. He did not just, like, you know, give them more money. So they kind of did things to taunt him, and I think it kind of, like, started the culture of this, like, perversive, like, attitude at Disney. Like, for example, on his 35th birthday, the animators threw him a party where they screened an explicit cartoon featuring Mickey and Minnie. And maybe some people would think that's funny watching Mickey and Minnie. Ew, actually, who would? I'm sure there are people that get off at, like, I'm sure that exists somewhere just nowadays. But back then, you know, in the 40s, they created this kind of as a way to, like, you know, say F you to him and the brand he's built. Now, Walt Disney did not appreciate this animation. He actually laughed a little bit. People thought it was cool. And then he asked, who created this? Two people stepped forward and he immediately fired them and just instructed everyone to destroy any, like, record of this tape. He did not want this out there. He was furious, so not a great little surprise party by his employees. It's reported that those two employees walked out of that building in silence. So there's definitely, like, some type of environment of fear, especially of the big boss. But it seems like he's got a lot on his plate. Actually, there was a report that he had, like, accidentally killed his mother, which sounds very dramatic. But unfortunately, it's kind of what happened. I mean, again, it's completely an accident. Once Walt Disney started making some money, he bought his parents a nice house, which is a great thing to do. Congratulations. But when the furnace broke, he sent some of his employees to go and fix it, and they were inexperienced workers, which caused a gas leak and led to his mother's death. I wonder what he did to those employees. If the, you know, the two employees were fired on the spot for creating that animation, I feel like those employees got something much, much worse. But through his early animations, he was pretty provocative. I mean, he was born in 1901, which is not an excuse, but it explains maybe why he's so nasty mean to racism things. I'm trying to, you know, speak along YouTube's guidelines. Let's just say it. I mean, he's got some racist and anti-stuff out there. So I don't know why he's going after the black people and the Jewish people, but he's gone after everyone. And we've got to talk a little bit about this because he's the man who really fueled this cartoon. Here's a clip I found of a few clips of Mr. Walt Disney talking about some things he believes in, which just, I think, speaks volumes.
Disney was an anti-Semitic rich piece of
When I was a boy in Missouri, I practically lived outdoors. I find I don't make it quite as often now, but like millions of others, I like to enjoy it when I can.
You're as bigoted a person as I've ever encountered, especially in a position of power. He made no bones about not liking this or that type of people. He especially hated, he didn't like Jews, especially New York ones.
So this man grew up with this mentality, got a lot of power, and he was not shy about it. Actually, at one point, Disney associated with the Motion Picture Alliance, which was seen as an anti-Semitic group. The Song of South was also released without approval from the National Association for Advancement of Colored People. I don't know if they still use that type of phrasing. That's what the reporting is saying. But nonetheless, Disney was super reckless with who they partnered with and what they released.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's actually incredible that, like, it's so known in the industry that Disney was against these type of people, that this one woman who was part Jewish was fearful going into the studio and working with them because, I mean, I guess she's assuming that they would know this and they don't approve of her kind, which sounds so, I just can't even fathom that happening, but it still happens today. So very much a problem, but back then just everyone knew about it and didn't try to address it.
Joan Scott had been aware of Disney's antisemitic reputation when she arrived at the studio. Being part Jewish, it made her feel uncomfortable.
We were on our way to lunch at the commissary, and Disney's right-hand man came rushing out the door and said, "Wait a minute." And he said, "Joan, I have a question from Walt. And he just wants to know what your background is." And I knew, I don't know if it's instinctively just common sense, that he didn't want to know if I was English or French. So I said, "I'm really American hash. I'm some English, some Czech, some German, and I'm an eighth Jewish." And you could see this man's face just change expression.
So literally this man heard that she was an eighth, and he just had a reaction. He could not handle it. She wasn't good enough, I guess, to work with them, which I think is so sick and just close-minded. And I don't know, it just doesn't really make sense to me. Like, we're all essentially human beings. Like, the belief system is kind of separate from that entity. But yeah, clearly you can't, like, reason with this mentality.
At one point, Mr. Disney personally hosted Leni Riefenstahl, a propagandist, at his studio. She later said it was gratifying to learn how thoroughly proper Americans distance themselves from the smear campaigns of the Jews.
So really, this man is ruthless, and I feel like back then, if there is social media and a lot of people learning this, like, constantly, like, I was listening to a podcast today that was explaining how, like, you know, back then, you know, people cared more about the economy than they did social issues. And I was thinking to myself, I think it's like the communication that we have now. You can learn about these things and learn to care. And maybe back then they weren't talking. I mean, you know, I'm sure nobody wanted to post all these stories about Walt Disney in the newspaper. So really people had no idea how nasty he was behind the scenes. And the people who did, they're not going to talk about it because they don't want to get blackballed.
You know, whoever was hiring, I forget, hired this very dark. I mean, he was blue, black Hindu, very dark. And so, well.
It's also incredible to hear these people talk about how he was so dark. Like, just, I mean, this man's saying he's evil, but this is the Disney guy, the guy that created this, like, the happiest place on earth.
Was, you know, walking along the hallway up to his room, and bah, must have made a take. Like, you can't believe him when he saw it. God, he did a take. went up to his office, I guess, and he said, what's that Negro going around here? Oh, no, well, he's not a Negro. He's a Hindu. So he said, well, he's pretty dark. Get rid of him.
Okay, I'm just like gasp. I mean, clearly this man is super ignorant. I can't believe he's like, was like a world power back then with the amount of influence he had. This person commented, Walt Disney hired a bunch of non-scientists after World War II. I know he was fascinated with the rocket science, but for more info, read the book by Jim Mars, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. Another person added, Walt Disney also hated Jews with a passion that would make Kanye and David Duke blush. Yet he won't get canceled in this lifetime. The mouse makes way too much money off his name. And I think you guys would already know this. If he doesn't like black people, he doesn't like Jewish people, doesn't like really anyone besides white men, he clearly doesn't like women. There are reports indicating that Walt Disney preferred to keep women at low-ranking roles. So he wasn't going to sit at a table and discuss any big business deals or anything, really, with any woman. And when women did reach these certain roles in animation, he made it much more difficult for them. In the 30s and 40s, women had the role of inkers in animated films, meticulously hand-painted each cell for the creation of Snow White. Women reportedly worked over 80 hours per week. And that's around the same time they were going on strike against their workplace, so you already know they weren't paid properly. And it seems like Walt Disney kind of got off on watching his employees struggle, work for so long, work for so little, pushing people to their breaking point. And I don't know if it's something about his father that led him to do this, but it was widely reported.
Walt found pleasure in bringing his employees to tears and often demanding impossible deadlines just so he could break them. Those close to him say he was desperately trying to recreate his childhood.
Despite these women working on Snow White, when they started to ask for more, he pushed back. Walt Disney sent out a rejection letter to a woman saying, women do not do any of the creative work in connection with preparing the cartoons for the screen, as that work is performed entirely by young men. So he made it clear. He blatantly said that he does not want women in the workplace. They are not creative, and that's something for young men to do. Which, could you imagine that happening nowadays? Like, if, Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk said, like, oh no, I refuse to work with women. They are just not capable. They're not creative. Yet he was able to say it clearly and move on without a problem. He also participated in American politics and strongly opposed communism. He displayed support towards companies and projects with questionable methods and even exposed his own animators as potential communists. Back then, it was a different environment with the Cold War. I mean, people were scared and paranoid of communists. Like, I remember hearing about, like, the government, like, went through people who could be suspected as communists or those in the military, and it even happened to, like, LGBT people. I'm sure he didn't like those either. So I'm sure anyone that was, you know, part of a community he did not agree with or went against his beliefs, he tried to seek them out and expose them. According to sources, Walt Disney transformed himself from being affectionately known as Uncle Walt, everyone loved him, to becoming a distressing figure. He segregated Disney based on gender and declined to engage with wage negotiations with employees. So he went from, the uncle you wanted to the uncle you were scared of, the boss from hell. And that's difficult to, I guess, maintain this, like, happy, joyful place of Disney and, you know, animation and cartoons when you are a despicable person. Like, you don't even really like kids. Here's an old clip of him talking, and a baby will not stop crying. Part of the reason why I haven't gone to Disney much ever. I've gone once in Florida and once in California. I didn't really like grow up watching a ton of Disney, so it's never really been my thing to go to these places. But if they have an adult's night, like, the children, that would be hard for me.
Years of working with them round the clock, Walt Disney was losing his patience with children.
Welcome to Disneyland, the place where children are given a voice. Will you shut up?
He developed a hatred for kids and was deliberately cruel to them.
You don't fancy looking at me while I'm talking to you, huh? Oh, that's fucking rude. What are you looking at, the castle?
Parents also claimed that he was deliberately scaring children, but he argued that his new characters came with important moral messages.
And here we are with a new character, Skinless Jim.
Skinless Jim, I ain't got no skin.
Oh no, what are you gonna do about that?
Jim share children's skin.
Well, that's good of you that you wanna share.
Wait, so that's a cartoon that he has created that, like, wants the skin of children, I guess, to scare children. I guess that didn't land. They should make a horror film about that.
Disney was eventually punished for his actions.
So the judges said you can't make any films involving kids for a while.
You're kidding. We just finished animating loads of films. Some of them are full of kids.
Well,
what the hell are we going to do about Snow White and the seven weird-looking...
Snow White and the seven weird-looking... he is just, like... Imagine him running for president. It kind of reminds me of someone, maybe someone in modern history. But I do want to talk a little bit about the workplace there. Specifically, theories of Walt being a person who is into minors and someone who has been influential in the Illuminati space. I mean, we talked about him getting into American politics, so let's talk about how much control he really wants. I also want to talk about his employees, because you guys know, like, he went through his employees, and even nowadays since he's been gone, like, he's had problematic employees at Disney, and it just kind of seems like there's been a long culture of really nasty people running that place, so they're hiring like-minded people. Like, here's a modern take. At least 35 employees of Disney World have been arrested in connection with messing around with children. Crimes, offenses since 2006. The news organization CNN reported that an investigation discovered that staff, including a concierge, a training tour guide, a bunch of people who are running the park and around your children were arrested. According to the report, a night shift manager was discovered writing a Christian church service while watching child content. That is so... Oh. It really is, like, you guys have heard about, like, the churches and their scandals. So, yeah, it's giving that. Actually, I could do a podcast episode about that. You know, on the podcast, we get a little bit more controversial. Detectives carried out stings and received explicit messages from suspects that agreed to meet at the property. Not at the property. So, actually, at the park as well. And they had cameras to record every move. One man named Robert was charged with soliciting a child to commit an inappropriate act. He had pled not guilty after saying that he was, in fact, trying to protect the 14-year-old girl from harm and that he loved working at the resort. Keep in mind that this man actually has four children of his own, and he says, my children won't believe that I'm guilty of this crime. But yeah, you know, the messages and those type of things, they say a different story. Another creep named Alan faced 5 charges. He was arrested after sending disgusting and explicit text messages to an undercover detective. And this guy thought it was a 14-year-old boy he was going to meet. This, oh God, what a creep. And that's why he's got 5 counts. Alan admitted that he hoped by traveling to meet the 14-year-old boy that things would lead to intimacy. It also seems like while they started investigating him, they found that he was guilty of doing things like this and being successful in the past. Of course, Disney has to explain why this is going on, because there are a lot of facilities, companies that employ a lot of people, but we don't have record numbers like this.
And there's Xavier Jackson. He's 27.
He is accused of sending sexual images to someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, did I mention that he just happens to be a lifeguard at the Polynesian Resort for Disney? You think there's a few children around there?
Sheriff Grady Judd identified several other Disney employees.
I mean, at this point, there are so many people on this list. How do you even go through every person? One ex-employee actually admitted to taking hundreds of upskirt videos of women at the theme park. Which, if you guys don't know what that is, if I ever see any man doing that to a woman, I will go over and I will stomp their phone. Ugh. I've had people record me too in times where I'm like, I don't want to be recorded. Like, please do not record me. And I'm like, what are you, like, aren't we in the age of consent? Like, where's my consent? I'm telling you, I don't want to be recorded. So upskirt recordings when someone's like taking their phone, and, like putting it up someone's skirt to record what's going on up there, weirdo.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
The reports write that this guy had a whole different definition of the happiest place on earth. Police arrested a Walt Disney World employee after a security guard caught him recording an upskirt video of an 18-year-old woman. His name is Jorge. He was working at the Star Wars retail store at the Disney's Hollywood Studios. A woman was shopping for lightsabers with her fiance when a guard reported this. It actually turns out that Jorge admitted to taking more than 500 upskirt videos of guests during his 6 years working at the theme park. He said he keeps the videos on his phone as a guilty pleasure and he uses them to get off to. Great. Wow. That I'm not great. I mean, gross. I mean, just geez. I mean, he's giving us everything. I guess he's been waiting to get caught. He actually faces charges of third degree felony video voyeurism for recording female guests without their knowledge. Now tell me how someone has over 500 instances of recording someone and like, you know, Disney's heavily monitored. They're constantly watching the cameras. You cannot tell me that he was not spotted before in the past, like, doing this. Like, how do you get away with it? Like, I mean, 100 times, that's a lot, but 500 times? And here's some more.
76 images of horrible, frightening child. In this particular operation, we did not identify any victims that we could rescue. And that's our primary goal. Now, folks, children have been victimized through video clips and or still photos. As we targeted these folks who are victimizing children with just the swapping and selling and looking at child. But you're going to hear much more in just a minute. Paul Val, he's 40 from Davenport. He's married. He works at Disney World at Cosmic Rays Restaurant. In fact, he just recently moved to Polk County from Indiana, and he moved here specifically to work at Disney World.
It's almost like this guy thought that this place would be a safe haven for him and other people like himself. I mean, just looking at the facts about Walt Disney and the person he was, it's kind of easy to understand why there are such dark and dreadful things going on at his facilities. Mr. Walt Disney spent a lot of time at his studio and had his own private accommodation at the center of Disneyland. He suffered many episodes of insomnia, for which he would take alcohol and tranquilizers to go to sleep. He would go for weeks without setting foot on Holpe Hills, his estate, or seeing his family. So he was constantly at the Disneyland, sleeping in his bunker. Now, there are people who theorize that there's a lot more darkness at play when it comes to Walt Disney and why he stayed at Disneyland and his connections to important, powerful people. I mean, in his work, you can see, like this, for example, there is the words, ask about Illuminati. In one of his, you know, cartoons, they are mentioning the Illuminati, telling us to ask about them, and this is a child picture. There's also a club called Club 33 that's like on the premise, and you have to pay a lot of money to be a part of this. I'm not entirely sure how exclusive it is, but the way it's described just sounds kind of cult-ish.
You know, Disney has a club? Club 33, where you have to pay six figures just to join. You pretty much have to be invited. It's a very exclusive club. The only real benefits of this club are like these secret restaurants in Disney.
Oh, I heard those are good though.
You don't know, want to know what's on that menu. Apparently, there's a club within that club where they throw private parties for the elite, the ultra wealthy. People have like snuck in and taken pictures inside these places, and they have like artwork and statues of Baphomet, and they say that Walt Disney, in his parks, created a bunch of secret passageways. And there can be access through the Club 33 rooms. Why would they even need secret passageways?
We've all heard the conspiracies about these Disney projects and some of these messages being within his films, just blatantly out there. I mean, if you Google subliminal messaging in Disney movies, you'll see a lot. One person wrote, I remember when I researched about Walt Disney, I found that he was a 33-degree Freemason and was into brainwashing through subliminal messaging. This is why now Walt Disney today has distanced itself from the former versions. And if you do look at some of those older cartoons, like this one of Mickey, you'll see it's pretty inappropriate. He's got his, you know, wiener sticking out and he's sticking it into cheese to make Swiss cheese. Pretty nasty. There's a lot more perverted jokes and disgusting things within his film, and we're going to dive into those in part two of our Disney coverage. So tune in for next week's episode and get ready because it's going to ruin your childhood. Absolutely it will. But thank you for watching this episode. Leave a comment below and I'll see you guys next time. Bye guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.